Hello and welcome to today's broadcast. I hope you are having a fantastic day wherever you are and whatever you may be doing. We as always, I am your ever so humble host, Tim Tapp, with you live from historic and scenic Roane County, Tennessee. Starting off the show with a little Christmas music, trying to get into the holiday spirit. But today is actually a day where something else needs to be remembered. Today, even though we are well into the month of December, well, depending on your definition, 7 days is a full week's worth of days. It's well enough as far as I'm concerned. There are a ton of reasons for us to be festive, to be merry, if we're fortunate enough to be in a circumstance and situation where things are going. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I am back. Thanks for staying with me through the little bit of a break. If you don't mind the Christmas music, still trying to get into the spirit. I want to give a shout out to the Alaskans hanging out in the chat room right now. Let me know that we're having some audio issues breaking up, evidently some. So hopefully, I can get that back on track here, working on it. And, and make sure that we get everything on par, and evidently it's still not working as well as it should. But meanwhile, I'm going to continue talking and working on it simultaneously.
We live in a society now where people have to be told, caution, coffee may be hot. Because we've allowed ourselves to move to a society where our justice system is willing to award damages to people who didn't seem to understand that when they ordered coffee, that it might be hot. People don't seem to understand anymore that they do have a certain amount of personal responsibility. We are now required by law on several occasions to accommodate people who aren't smart enough to understand that touching the hot stovetop might hurt. People who aren't smart enough on their own without being specifically told, putting a hot poker in your eye could result in unfortunate circumstances. People that need to be told this that are above the age of 5, typically, I tend to consider an idiot. Now, I'm kind of going against one of my own rules here. I really try to stay away from the name calling. And I have been trying in this post-election era to be more of a a reaching out kind of person. I want to help bring you into the fold of conservative thought, not by beating you down, but by inviting you to spend a few seconds outside of your comfort zone and really think about this. But in this case, if you're someone that requires specific instructions that certain dangerous activities may be dangerous, then you're not bright enough to be allowed to make certain decisions. Now you're going to be. We're told that we have to let you. This is part of that accommodating. Now it's no longer good enough for a potential employer to expect you to use common sense in dealing with your job. We have to specifically train you that, oh, cutting your finger with the knife might hurt, so do not cut your finger with the knife. Be sure to follow all the safety protocols. And you have to go over the safety protocols. Training employees has become nearly unbearable for the part, especially if you're a smaller company. The smaller your company, the harder it is for you to comply. Because typically you don't have the same amount of resources to put into, well, human resources. But it doesn't take away what's required for you in order to be in compliance with OSHA standards and various other boards that you have to comply with in order to be a legal employer. And that part doesn't matter what state you're in, because just the federal parts of it is ridiculous. Some states actually even make it harder. But this still just boils down to accommodating idiots, making it okay for you to be an idiot. And the biggest problem with that is that in making these accommodations, you're making it okay for people to be an idiot. You're condoning the activity. When I started off the show talking about the type of men and women that you saw at Pearl Harbor that did what they had to do, they understood. They didn't need someone to come tell them, that's someone attacking. Maybe you should try to fight back, or maybe you should go run and hide. They didn't need it. They understood. Why? Because the people that weren't bright enough to get that were weeded out in basic training. They were weeded out before the evaluations put them into a position where they could serve. Those people were put in positions where they may not have been bright enough to give orders, but they were still put in a position where they could take the orders and get the job done, or they were booted out completely. There was not a society that was accommodating idiots. Because being an idiot was never okay then. It was socially unacceptable. Did it lead to bullying? Well, maybe. But as much as I hate bullying, I am one of the people that will tell you that bullying actually serves a purpose. Now, do kids take it to further extremes these days? Bullying isn't what it used to be. Bullying used to be something that had to happen in person. Cyberbullying, again, that's us really making these assumptions about a new reality, when in fact, the old reality is the only true reality. Did I lose you? I think I almost lost myself for a second. Just kidding. But the old-fashioned taking your milk money on the playground kind of bullying, it serves a purpose, actually. It helps you to, lack of a better term, to man up. Whether you're a man or a woman, it helps to put you in a position where you realize how you're going to stand up and how you're going to stand up against this kind of thing. It teaches you valuable life lessons, and it teaches you a lot about your own individual character. Now, bullying is not an acceptable thing, but it did serve, and even now probably still does serve a purpose. And if we weren't so busy accommodating idiots by allowing all these safe spaces and watching out for trigger words, watching out for microaggressions, which I have yet to find a microaggression that's been used as an example that I feel is legitimate, by the way. I'm issuing a challenge. If anyone out there can actually come up with a legitimate microaggression example, please let me know. I will publicly retract my previous statement. Not that that matters, but it still comes down to a few very simple things. By being so permissive about protecting idiots and watching out for idiots and making it okay for them to be idiots, we're hurting an entire generation of people. We're hurting the very future of our nation and other freedom-enjoying nations as well. We're defying the very notions of common sense, because common sense tells you that rather than accommodating an idiot, rather than making it okay for someone to need to be protected from things that used to be expected you to just understand, like there's a reason why you don't want to walk under a ladder. It has nothing to do with superstition. It has to do with the fact that the ladder could fall. Something could fall off the ladder. Something could happen that would hurt you. We didn't used to have to post a sign saying, "Caution, coffee may be hot." We didn't used to have to say, when operating a forklift, for example, that caution, you may run over something. Do not hang off the side of a forklift. You may fall off and injure yourself. Didn't used to have to do these completely ridiculous things that lots of places now are required to post warnings about. Warning, you may be an idiot. If you needed us to tell you, this could possibly happen. See, over the course of the last year and a half, at the company that I work for, we have made a lot of efforts to try and simplify things, to try and foolproof things, to try and make things as easy as possible for our employees, to reduce thought so that they would be okay with just, all right, here's what you do. You don't have to put a lot of thought into this. You don't have to work hard at this. We as the management, we're going to take care of that part of it. We're going to do the calculations. We're going to take care of the managing of things. All you had to do is come in here, do this simple job. All we're going to expect you to be able to do is read these instructions and keep track of our lot numbers. That's all you're going to have to do. But without fail, each and every time we have instituted something to try and make it simpler, to make it easier, to remove the requirements of the expectation of putting thought into it, they have found new ways to mess up. They have found new ways to create problems where previously that problem didn't ever really exist. Now, almost invariably, we would be reacting and we would be looking to put some new system in place to try and deal with a problem that happens. It's like, okay, we didn't have policy in place for this previously, because we hadn't had this happen before. And it may not even have been likely to happen again, but it was important enough that we needed to address it. So we addressed it, and we took it upon ourselves to try and make sure that we would be more responsible for it to help alleviate how much responsibility they would have. But time and time again, every time we would institute something new to make it easier, they would find some new dumb way to mess up. And don't get me wrong, I love the folks I work with. Every one of them, it's practically a family atmosphere there. I'm part of the management staff. I get along with everybody. I've got interactions with, love them to death as people. Some of them I even get along with away from work. It's great stuff. But in the process of work, it seems like with every step we take to try and make it less taxing on them mentally, the less focused they become. Things that were never problems before, probably would have never expected to become a problem, started popping up. Lack of focus things. So I've come to the conclusion, although I'm not going to be able to undo things because, I'm in management, but I'm not the top dog. And they're still married to this idea that we need to be doing these things. But I've come to the conclusion that the more we do to try and keep them from having to put too much thought into it is actually reducing their focus. Mental acuities is a lot like exercising. You know, if you don't flex your muscles, you're going to lose those muscles. And same thing with the brain power. If you're not thinking, if you're not using your brain, then you're going to lose some of your brain. And I think we're seeing that play out. And while this isn't specifically a case of accommodating idiots, it's still the same mentality. It's the same basic idea. It's the same basic thought. We're trying to, by trying to prevent mistakes, we're actually creating idiots. By trying to create a society where there are safe places for you to deal with not being able to focus, concentrate, or think of solutions, walking headlong into just moronic situations. By making it okay for that, then there's no reason for them to even bother to learn from it. Now, again, I point out, I am ignorant of a good many things, and there's nothing wrong with being ignorant unless you are willfully ignorant. There are things that are outside of my wheelhouse, things that I have never studied, things that I have never learned. I am ignorant about those things, but I'm not an idiot about any of these things. I can apply common sense to a situation and at least understand basics and concepts. I can utilize my knowledge of math and science to have a fundamental understanding of engineering when it comes to looking at mechanical things. I'm not qualified to break into some huge piece of equipment and break it down, tear it down, clean it up, repair it, put it back together. But it doesn't mean I can't watch it operate and understand the gist of it. There are people that are walking around out here today that the very concept of pushing a button on a coffee machine seems like magic to them. There's no fundamental understanding of how the water gets heated and goes over the coffee beans that have been ground and how that process going through the filters, what gives you your awesome, yummy taste of coffee. They don't get it. They don't understand it. There's no application. And the more we make it okay for people to be like that, the more we turn them into idiots. When ignorance slides into idiocy, it becomes a dangerous thing. And it's dangerous for future generations. It's dangerous for nations as a whole. And it's the reason why common sense, well, just the phrase common sense has become an oxymoron. It's the reason why common sense has become so rare, it's practically a superpower. We continue to lower our expectations of other people. And we now, at least here in the United States, have a society that's actively working towards trying to lower those expectations. How can you reverse the trend? You've got to stop treating people like it's okay to be an idiot about something. Is it okay to make a mistake? Yes. Why is it okay to make mistakes? Because we all do. When does it not become okay to make a mistake? When you keep making the same one repetitively, when you stop learning from your mistakes, when there's no expectations, when there is no negative repercussions that you have to deal with a mistake. Mistakes are going to happen. Making a mistake doesn't make you an idiot. Being ignorant of something doesn't make you an idiot. No concept, no clue. And being completely unwilling to face the reality of the circumstances, to try to learn from those mistakes, to try and improve your situation, that makes you an idiot. When you have zero common sense and zero capability of forming thought based on common sense, that makes you an idiot. If you're listening to this and any of that describes you, then I'm sorry. But I'm not calling out anybody specifically by name. So I think I'm still basically following my no name calling rule. It's not really a rule. It's more of a suggestion, really. And, you know, it's a suggestion for me. So I'm okay with bending it on occasion. I think we've reached a point in time, though, where we're making it okay for folks not to think about stuff. Rather than saying, okay, well, now, sorry that something bad happened to you because you did something that common sense would typically have told you not to. Hope you learn from it. Instead of saying that and doing the, oh, you have been a victim. How tragic it is that you had to reach over and pick up an item that weighed over 200 pounds and you didn't bend your knees and keep your back straight, even though you had went through basic safety training 3 months before and you didn't bother to remember that you weren't following the protocol. It's not your fault. It's the fault of your mean old employers. How dare they? So let's make rules that make it even harder for your employer to continue to do business. At the same time, we're not requiring you to think. We're not requiring you to remember. We're not requiring you to do anything. So at the end of the day, there's less you have to think about. So then there's less that you're actually thinking about. So you're becoming a bigger idiot. Why? Because we're accommodating them. We're accommodating the very ideas and notions that there shouldn't be expectations put on people, that there shouldn't be ramifications when you do something stupid. The trouble with accommodating idiots is it only tends to make more idiots, and it tends to make them bigger idiots. The trouble with accommodating idiots is it serves no purpose but to make life harder for everyone. You're not doing these people a favor. If you personally know someone that actually is an honest-to-goodness idiot, and sadly, I'm guessing most of us probably do. If you know somebody that's an honest-to-goodness idiot, tough love sometimes is the only love worth giving these people. You do your best to try and help them along, and you try to be informative, and you even try to be a mentor maybe. But at the end of the day, tough love is the only thing that's going to work with these people because they've been coddled too much already. Most people who start out as idiots, who are not coddled, who are hammered at home with the fact that there are consequences, typically, there are always exceptions, but typically find their way out of being an idiot. We don't see that as much anymore. Why? Because we continue to accommodate them instead. Now, I can understand why progressives want to accommodate idiots. This, we go back to a political aspect here. I can get how, excuse me, I can understand how some globalist, progressive, George Soros type would love to accommodate idiots and dumb down the population and put them into a position where they're such an idiot that even if smacked in the face with the reality, they're still not going to recognize it for what it is. I can see how they would want that. But what I don't understand is how parents who love their children seem to be okay with their kids growing into being an idiot. And I see that now. This is part of hiring people in the 23 and under age group. You'll see a lot. You're dealing with people who typically have very little. And again, you know, I'm talking in generalizations. There are exceptions to this. There are some very brilliant, very hardworking folks in every age group. They're outstanding. This is not meant to insult an individual who might be in that age group. If you're an exception to that, great. I'm saying that I'm seeing it more and more commonly. I mean, it started with the millennials, and as we're getting to even younger folks, it continues to be worse. There is a growing lack of work ethic. There is a growing lack of previous education or understanding. Even though they may have, quote, education, they don't seem to have had basic education to the point that they understand simple realities of life and having a job. And this continues to go back to something that I have complained about on multiple occasions, a lack of expectations. When you get trophies for participation, when you play sports to a tie so that no one has their feelings hurt, when you don't give A's in a class so no one gets their feelings hurt, when you do these kind of accommodations, you're prioritizing the wrong things. You're not preparing these kids for life in the real world. You're not teaching them to be competitive, which is what they're going to have to be if they really want to have a successful life. And I mean, depending on what they do, it's not like they have to be super competitive, but they have to understand that no matter what it is that they're going to do, somebody else is going to be doing it too. Excuse me. And that somebody else is going to want to do the same thing with their customers. They want to try and take their customers away. They want to try and take their people away because they want to make more money. So there has to be a certain level of competitive nature. You have to understand that winning requires effort. But instead, we've taken great pains to accommodate these folks. And in the process, we've done them no favors. I'm dying to tell you a story. Unfortunately, it's too recent of a story, and the folks who know me, excuse me, the folks that know me and know me well, will know exactly who I'm talking about. So I'm, when you hear me occasionally pause, I'm catching myself from about to tell you a story that I really shouldn't, at least not now. Maybe a little ways down the road, I can, but. I see young people on a regular basis who now not only don't understand that it's not just enough to show up to collect your check if you're going to actually work a job, but now there's this misconception about how much effort you can expect to put into your job and actually keep it, now, let alone trying to get a raise or a promotion. There's this huge disconnect somewhere, and it starts with the whole idea of accommodating what's a good term? I think I need to make up a term here. When you take perfectly good young people and through your indoctrination process, you are encouraging, not just accommodating, but actually encouraging idiot-like tendencies. I couldn't think of a clever one on the spot. I'll work on that. I'll come back with something different for that. But when you're teaching and encouraging, or at least accommodating, idiot-like tendencies, I think that does directly work towards creating idiots from people who would have been perfectly fine had you simply put reasonable expectations on them and required them to learn from their mistakes. In the workplace, sometimes those kind of mistakes can be expensive. And the smaller your company is, the fewer such expenses can be afforded. So it's natural for good managers to look to try and eliminate things like this. But the danger still comes, the risk is still there of actually taking people who would have learned from that mistake and been a much better employee and probably made you more money down the road, and turning them into at least a workplace idiot, where because they're not challenged, they lose focus. They don't stay sharp. So even if you're just accommodating a workplace idiot, meaning that they're not actually an idiot in their personal life, they demonstrate it daily, but at work, for some reason, they become an idiot because, well, they're not actually really an idiot. They're just not focused. We have to watch out for them, because this is part of what has led our nation to where it is now. Accommodating these tendencies, more idiots. I don't like using the word idiot. There are other words that come to mind that I like using even less on air, although it's funny. I could sit here and think of several things to say in place of idiot. Itself, in its true context, is a harsh word. It should only be used to describe people that are demonstrating a certain level of cluelessness. So I'm not using the word lightly. I'm saying it a lot tonight. And that's because I'm trying to drive the point home. We all know at least one idiot. Some of us are blessed with knowing many. I guess you could tell where I fall in that category by my heavy sigh. Some of us accuse people of a different political sway of being an idiot just for following the political sway. But that alone, being in a point of disagreement, doesn't really make them an idiot. I know a lot of perfectly decent people that just disagree with me on what the role of government should be. Those folks still tend to vote Democratic, and they still seem to have their heads buried in the sand in regards to how progressive, well, so-called progressive, the Democratic Party as a whole has become. At the end of the day, those people are not idiots. We just disagree about a couple of things. And sometimes it really is just a couple of things. But there are some things that are clear cut. Common sense. I keep using the hot coffee example because, as we all know, we know about the McDonald's lady at the drive-thru. Everybody knows about her. The fact that she would be rewarded money at any point in time for spilling her own coffee on her is beyond me. There was a point in time in this country where you would expect that after you took full possession of the coffee cup, it was your responsibility. If you spilled it on you, and that was never a point of contention in that case, it was never a case of the person at the window spilling it on her, spilled it on herself after she clearly had it. The whole point was the coffee was too hot. She should have been warned. What is too hot for coffee? It was fresh. She just got fresh coffee. When it comes to regular coffee, which is all McDonald's had then, didn't have this McCafe business going on, which actually I'm kind of a fan of the McCafe, but that's another story for another day. Love their mobiles. Anyway, I'm not doing a McDonald's commercial. They're not paying me. They're not getting a commercial. But the point still being, there was a time when you understood, if you spilled that on you, that's your fault. And you should expect coffee to be hot. And you should expect that the fresher that coffee is, the hotter it's going to be. And guess what? That was blistering hot. It was fresh. She just got what every person going through a fast food drive-through window wants. She got her stuff fresh. That sometimes can be mission impossible. There was a time when that would have been laughed out of the court. It would have been a case of stop bringing me frivolous lawsuits. We're not even going to hear this case. But somebody saw a chance to make some money off of a big corporate entity. So instead of applying common sense and saying there is no case here, we made an accommodation to an idiot. It's just one example. If you thought about it, I'm sure you could probably come up with a lot of different examples. At the end of the day, I don't think we're doing ourselves any favors. By accommodating these tendencies. Sometimes tough love is the best love. Sometimes if you care about somebody, you need to be a little mean to them. The more you accommodate this kind of behavior, the more you accommodate these tendencies, the more you accommodate an idiot, the worse you're making life for them and yourself and all the other people that they come in contact with. And the saddest part of all is these accommodations, these efforts are almost all meant to help them. Sometimes not, but most of them are. And most of them are coming from good-hearted people who honestly think they're just trying to help. And I get that. I understand that. I can even get on board with the idea of trying to help bolster someone's self-esteem, especially if it's someone who maybe doesn't have a whole lot of reasons to have high self-esteem. I get it. But what I'm telling you is sometimes, if you really want to help these people, the best thing you can do just give them a good swift kick of reality. I'm sorry that happened to you, but that's what happens when you don't pay attention to this. When you don't see what's going on, paying attention is a simple thing. You know, focus. When you're trying to complete a task, whatever that task may be, whether it's in an environment where you are employed, or whether you're at home, or whether you're out with a stranger trying to help them change a tire, it doesn't matter what you're doing. Focus and paying attention is the beginning of the end of idiocy. It's the beginning of the end. It's not the entire end, but it's the beginning of the end. Some people are just never going to be bright enough to be fully functional. But the more you make it okay, and the harder you work to try and take thought out of tasks, the more you're encouraging idiots. I'm asking you to stop encouraging idiots. I'm asking you to stop accommodating idiots. Let an idiot know that they're being an idiot. Of course, you know, you might have to be nice in how you do it. You can't just walk up and say, hey, stop being an idiot. In some cases you can, but in some cases I even will. Other cases, other circumstances, like now, because I'm in management in the company, I can't just go around saying, hey, stop being an idiot, because if that hurts the idiot's feelings, they have grounds to come back and sue the company. Why? Because other people passed laws accommodating the idiots. We got to stop it, folks. We got to stop it. All right, I'm going to pull things to an end. At this point, I'm just hoping and praying that the replay, that the archives, and that the version that you will hear once it gets uploaded over at iTunes and Stitcher.com and TuneIn.com and over at Spreaker, I'm hoping it is clear. I'm hoping the audio is fine, and that whatever BTR is doing with the direct broadcast is just limited to the direct broadcast, because there was nothing I could do to fix it here. So for those of you who did try listening, by the way, the Alaskan in particular, thank you, appreciate it. Child of God, COG, thank you for stopping in too and trying to listen in. A lot of the usuals not in tonight. Probably didn't expect me to even be on, I would say, because unfortunately, this past Sunday, I had circumstances beyond my control, wasn't able to broadcast. And last Wednesday was, well, it's been very intermittent that I've been able to broadcast here lately, for one reason or another. So thanks, everybody, for being here tonight. I appreciate it. And I'd like to thank everybody who will be listening in the archives in particular. Quick shout out to some of the friends of the show, in particular, and Ubalist over at Southern Sense, Kel Fritzy over at Infidels Are Watching, and the Red Fox blogger. Shout out to Don Smith. He has a great show. If you're not listening to it already, you need to check it out. Of course, the Underground Professor, who was kind enough to be on with us a few weeks ago when we were talking about the Electoral College. Great show. In fact, if you haven't listened to it, please go back into the archives and check it out. It was fun. Spoke with him and with Matt Fitzgibbons the same night. Guys, I appreciate you guys listening, and I hope that you are having a happy a holiday season at this point. Please don't fuss at me for saying holiday season at this point, because I'm still including the holidays that just passed, and I'm looking forward to New Year's as well. I actually, somebody said Merry Christmas earlier to me today, and I said, and a happy holidays to you as well. And they said, hey, you said Christmas around here. Well, I was including more than just Christmas, buddy. I'm not trying to avoid just saying Christmas, but I get some of that around here. And on the one hand, I'm happy that people are back to saying Christmas without fear. We've had a few years where it was looking like that was going to be almost eliminated. But at the same time, understand when I say happy holidays, I mean I'm hoping you're enjoying all the holidays. And I'm really trying not to make any assumptions as to whether or not you're Christian or you might be Jewish. I say Merry Christmas to you. Please don't be offended if you're not a Christian or you don't celebrate Christmas. Understand I'm wishing you well regardless. But at the same time, excuse me. Dang it. At the same time, I try not to make too many general assumptions about people, because I've found oftentimes when you do that, you tend to make mistakes and they can be embarrassing. So if I'm saying happy holidays, it's not me trying to avoid saying Merry Christmas. It's really not. Anyway, hope you're having a happy holiday season. Also, please, please keep in your thoughts and prayers folks at Gatlinburg and families of the juveniles who have been charged in that as well. Because something tells me that those folks are probably going to be in for one heck of a ride over the course of the next couple of years at least. Because they are still being treated as juveniles, naturally names have not been released. Not a lot of details have been released. Now, if it turns out that these kids were out here doing mischief because they had parents that weren't involved, then maybe that's different. But at the same time, right now, I don't know. So just thoughts and prayers for everyone involved, and especially for the folks who lost their homes or who've lost their work because of this. Is there a worse time of year to lose a job? I mean, there's never a good time, but is there a worse time than early December when you're trying to finalize all your Christmas stuff or Hanukkah stuff? I mean, Hanukkah, more gifts. Usually not like the expense you see for Christmas gifts, but still, there's more of them. They celebrate Hanukkah for several nights now. Of course, that's when Mary would ordinarily be in the chat room and she'd say exactly how long Hanukkah lasts for and try to upstage me. And that's fine because I love it. At any rate, I missed you tonight, Mary, by the way. And anyway, I'm trying to get closed out. So anyway, keep those folks in your thoughts and prayers. And if you're so moved to help in any other way, please do so. You can check out hashtag Smoky Mountain Strong. There's also several dozen other places you can go to try and help. And, you know, it's just that way. I mean, that's tonight's thought for the day, though. Keep being strong. Keep being the heart and soul of the nation by being prepared to help your friends and neighbors when they need it. Stop accommodating idiots. And again, on a much more serious note, it is December 7th. And we should never forget the ruthlessness of our enemies, the courage of our heroes. that's going to have to be it for tonight. Remember, if you ignore the obvious, you can accomplish the impossible. And please, 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 please do not take my word for it. Definitely don't take their word for it. Be prepared, because you're probably going to have to put in a little bit of effort on your part if you really want to tap into the truth. Thanks for being with me tonight, folks, and we'll be back again soon. Played a little Christmas music earlier, and you know, ordinarily I sign out with a miracle from Mr. Mike Easley, aka Cash Easlow, but I'm still gonna stay with the spirit of the season right now. And so here's a little more Christmas music to go out by, and thanks for being here.